Tech Tip Podcast, Episode 33. Welcome back to the Shoestring Network's Tech Tip Podcast. My name is David Scott, and this is the podcast dedicated to helping small business owners and their IT managers build safe, secure, reliable networks so that their businesses and lives can run smoothly. One of the things we do here at Shoestring Networks, and what a lot of other security vendors do, is throw out suggestions on how to make your network more secure. If you check the blog, you'll see tips on how to generate a secure password, what antivirus works best, what email service you should use. And don't get me wrong, I believe these are all valuable for you as you navigate the world of network and computer security in your small business. Let's be honest, I wouldn't spend the time writing the posts if I didn't believe in them. But sometimes it's helpful to step back and look at the big picture rather than concentrate on the small day-to-day details. All these little tips are valuable, of course, but they really become powerful when you place them within an overall security strategy for your small business. And that's what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes in this podcast today. You may have heard the recent comments by Bill Burr. Now, you probably don't know who Bill Burr is. I didn't know who he was either, but he's the guy who wrote the National Institute of Standards and Technology's password recommendations all the way back in 2003. Now, he's almost single-handedly responsible for the crazy password requirements you encounter every day in your business and on the web and with your applications. You know, they have to be at least 8 characters, no more than 12, uppercase, lowercase, special characters, numbers. All that came from Bill Burr. But a couple of weeks ago, I heard an interview that he gave where he was repenting for his recommendations. As it turns out, they were wrong, and they've persisted in public opinion for almost 15 years now. But the problem when he wrote them is that there was a lack of context, a lack of research and history as to what really worked. Actually, he was blazing the trail for passwords in the online world. But now that we have a track record of what really works, we can, and we have, revise those assumptions. Network security strategy is in much the same place. We've had quite a few years of experience and research to tell us what works and what doesn't in securing your digital stuff. And thankfully, some organizations have published their findings to the general public to help us all live in a safer online world. Two big ones out there are the Center for Internet Security's Critical Controls for Cyber Defense, and the other is the Australian Signals Directorate's Strategies to Mitigate Cybersecurity Incidents. CIS is a nonprofit, and their mission is to, this is from their website, identify, develop, validate, promote, and sustain best practice solutions for cyber defense. Now, ASD, however, is Australia's answer to the United States CIA. Now, what's great about these is that even though there are 20 CIS controls, and I believe there are 36 ASD controls, each set has kind of an 80-20 set of rules so that you can get the biggest bang for your buck. Remember the 80-20 rule, or the Pareto principle, roughly says that 80% of your success in a given area can be attributed to just 20% of your effort. So it makes sense to identify and concentrate on what will give you the biggest bang for your buck, especially when it comes to your network security. So what we try to do is help small businesses implement those top controls that will protect them against the vast majority of the attacks out there. Some of the greatest hits on these lists include inventorying your equipment, patching your devices, hardening applications, controlling administrative access. Here's the tricky part, though. These controls are pretty technical, and unless your small business has the technical expertise on staff to interpret and then implement them, they can seem pretty daunting. Add to that the fact that most of the implementation strategies that have grown up as an industry around these controls are built around really expensive tools, and these controls are moved out of reach for most small businesses. Fortunately for you, we have two things going for us. First of all, many of the small to medium-sized businesses I encounter have network infrastructures that are really not very complicated. That means if you have the tools you need, implementing your security strategy is not terribly hard. Second, there are some free or at least low-cost tools out there that, even though they aren't designed specifically for this purpose, they'll help you get the job done. Unfortunately, the process still takes time and takes somebody to spearhead the effort. You're going to have to either identify who that person is internally or, of course, go outside the business to hire somebody who understands the process but also understands, you know, your business and the budget constraints that you're under. If you're looking for somebody inside your business, they should be somebody who is pretty technical. There's a lot here. But they should also have good project management skills. They should have some authority, and you may have to give them the authority to make and enforce policies. And they should also have time to routinely monitor tools and processes that are put in place. This is not just a set it and forget it kind of thing. You have to go back and routinely monitor the tools and processes that you've created or implemented. Now, we can't, you know, Shoestring Networks, any outsider can't necessarily pick your inside personnel. But what we can do is help you identify the tools to help you conquer those, you know, those heavy hitters, those top 20% checkpoints in the ASD or the CIS controls. So, and this is really the purpose of this podcast here today, to that end, we've started a series over on the blog called Security Controls 101. Now, these posts will walk you, or, you know, the person you've appointed, through some of the tools and procedures to help your small business protect its data and users using some of the popular security control frameworks out there. We have two posts up in the series. One is Security Controls 101, Find Out What's on Your Network, and Security Controls 101, Inventory Your Software. I'm going to put links to them in today's show notes on the website. Now, the first CIS 101, Find Out What's on Your Network, helps you meet CIS controls 1 and 2, but also ASD control 3 and 4. We'll continue to push these out until we cover the top 4 or 5 controls in each set. One last comment here. I've been a part of compliance implementations where an organization was just checking the boxes to say they were compliant. Often, the compliance was the end goal, not an actual change in organizational culture and behavior. It really did nothing to help the business. But that is not the case with these CIS and ASD controls. As I said at the top of the show, these controls are proven to help your business protect its digital assets. Of course, with, you know, any self-examined process, anything to do with science, right? These are probably going to change over time based on what we discover and what is tested and how behaviors change and technology changes. But as of today, these are what we know works. So I recommend you implement as many of these as possible in your computing environment. In fact, you could just say that that's what today's tip is. This week's tip is implement a security strategy in your small business. Thanks for listening this week. If you have any questions or comments, send them to me at podcast@shoestringnetworks.com or by Twitter @ShoestringDave, or you can leave them in the show notes of today's episode. As always, thanks for listening in this week. If you found this helpful, I hope you'll hop over to iTunes or Google Listen or wherever it is that you get your podcasts and give us a rating. It really helps us reach more people. And don't forget, you can download a transcript of today's episode at shoestringnetworks.com. Just look for the podcast link at the site. You can also sign up for our email list so that you never miss out on any of the events we do at Shoestring Networks. Thanks for listening, and until next time, have a safe and productive work week.